This is Financial Armor with Brad Cooper from Cooper Financial Investments. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Brad provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Financial Armor with Brad Cooper.
Welcome to another Financial Armor Show. My name is Brad Cooper. I'm the host of Financial Armor Show, and I'm the president and founder of Cooper Financial Investments. And today I want to welcome my co-host, Tony Shore. How are you doing, Tony?
Oh, Brad, great. I've had a great week. It's been perfect. I've had time to get a lot done. I want to say that what I'm most proud of right now is being able to fit both our vehicles in the garage. I actually got it completely cleaned out. We haven't been able to fit both of them in there for a while because we, with kids moving and moving out different things, we've had a garage full of stuff, but I got it cleaned out.
Well, congratulations. I'm just thinking, I wonder if they've ever done a study on actually the amount of families that park in their garage versus park out of it because of all the junk and all the things that we have to store in our garages. Be interesting.
Yeah. Well, I live on a cul-de-sac and the people have a lot of kids. And so I know the neighbors next to me and our friends right across the street, our neighbors next can't fit either car in their garage. And the ones across the street can only fit one car. So I'm pretty proud. They were pretty jealous when they saw I had it cleaned out. It took me 2 days though.
So. Wow. Well, congratulations. You know, my wife and I were excited. We became empty nesters about a year and a half ago, and we thought, great, we have all this room in the garage now to park, but our kids still will not come and get their stuff.
Right.
So I guess we have to have a yard sale. Maybe that will, you know, tempt them.
Yeah. We hauled a lot to Goodwill and we filled one of those bagsters that they pick up. So we threw a lot away and I had to reorganize a lot to fit everything in, but it worked out. But anyway, I've been great. How have you been, Brad?
I have been great, Tony. You know, going into the fourth quarter, you know, we're keeping busy with many meetings per day, but also in addition to that, which is even more important, is my favorite time of the year, holidays, bringing family in and hosting Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. So a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that is good. It's the holiday season and it's good to spend time with family. And I think that's great. I know that's important to you. So that's great. And a lot of our listeners, the same. I like Thanksgiving. I had a great Thanksgiving because I love to eat. We talked about that. Everybody knows that. The turkey, the mashed potatoes. So that's all good. Yeah, there's a lot to be thankful for, hopefully, for most people. Yes. And now, what are we talking about today? What's your topic that you're bringing for our listeners?
You know, the topic this week, Tony, is going to really hit all areas, whether, you know, children, grandchildren, or if you're retired and grandparents, retirement planning at different ages. You know, a lot of times we are just talking about how we can impact and help retirees and pre-retirees, but we're going to talk a little bit about both and how to prepare better for, you know, the future and especially from what we've been through the last several years, which has been detrimental to a lot of Americans.
Yeah, it really has. I mean, with COVID and everything that's happened in 2022 with the down markets and just high interest rates, high inflation. So I think it's really important to have a plan in place, but it can be different depending on what stage you're at is what we're talking about today, right?
Absolutely. So let's start with the younger adults, I like to call them. I just read a U.S. News and World Report article titled "Why Young Adults Don't Think They'll Be Able to Retire." And talking to a lot of my clients who are grandparents and retirees, they would probably agree with that. If we're getting on the topic of children, especially grandchildren today, but Georgetown University did a survey of young adults. And most of them are not optimistic, Tony, about retirement in the next 30 or 40 years.
Well, as you know, my son, Adam, is 24. He's newly married and they're frustrated because they right now don't see any possibility for retirement, let alone what they're really concerned about is buying a house. It's so hard for younger people to buy homes. It's not the same as when you and I were looking at our first houses or first married. It's out of reach for most young adults. Owning a home is further and further off, which means retirement could be further and further off. And I think a lot of people, a lot of young people are discouraged by that. But I've encouraged them from what you've told me in that, hey, if you start now and put money into a Roth or into something like that and you plan ahead, that will grow over time to allow you to have a retirement, right?
Absolutely. And you hit it right on. That's a challenge a lot of, you know, our children generation and younger are having is look at real estate. It's still high. People are locked in from a few years ago at low interest rates. There's not a whole lot of inventory. Then in addition to that, interest rates are, you know, 2 times higher than they were just a couple years ago. So very discouraging. So a lot of young families I'm seeing are putting a lot of money toward their mortgage payment and less into the retirement. Through this study, Tony, almost a third of the study of the younger generation said they expect to work probably to at least 70 or older until they can retire.
Wow. Really?
And that's completely different than I think we saw growing up with our parents, our grandparents. Of course, they were much better savers than our generation, especially our kids' generation. And maybe not your kids, Tony, but I know our kids too, you know, they're kids and they have to learn the hard way. They want all the things in life that took you and I and our parents 25, 30 years to accumulate. They want it now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the problem with our culture is that we want it now. And I think it probably started with our generation and has gotten worse. Our parents and the generations before were much better. And it wasn't such instant gratification all the time.
That's right.
Right.
And another thing that I see, Tony, causing less money going into retirement for younger adults is they have increased their credit card debt. Meaning that, you know, they have racked up thousands and thousands of dollars of the credit card debt. And I was just in a meeting a couple of weeks ago and my clients brought in their younger adult children in their mid to upper 20s. And I had no idea interest rates on credit cards, 28, 29, even more than 30%.
Yeah.
I know years ago when I had a little bit of credit card debt many years ago, I was at 18 to 19%. So that just keeps on increasing. And when you're at that type of interest rate, you're never going to get out of debt.
No, you can't get out at that point unless you have a windfall and can pay the whole thing off. Otherwise, if you're just making the monthly payments, you're never going to get out of debt at 30%. I mean, that's outrageous.
It is. So, you know, one of the key things, Tony, we're sharing with a lot of our clients and their children and their grandchildren, it's such a enjoyment when I'm spending time with maybe a grandchild of one of my clients who's maybe in their 20s, early 30s, and just giving them all the advice of what they can do. And it doesn't take a lot when you're at a young age to start saving. They could start socking away maybe $25, $50, even $100 a month at age 25. But then you fast forward, that could be worth millions by the time they're 65 versus you and I, Tony, I won't mention our age, but no, in our case, we probably have to save about $3,000 a month to get to the same goal, right? Because time is on your side. So a couple of recommendations I strongly make out to all younger adults. If you haven't started, start funding your 401k if your employer offers it. If they offer a 401k Roth, even better. If the company matches any part of your contribution, and the norm sometimes is 3%, 6%. Put that amount of money in, take the free match. That's free money. And another thing, which is very convenient, out of sight, out of mind. So it comes out of your paycheck. You don't ever see it. So that's the first recommendation. Second would be to fund a Roth IRA. If you're under the age of 50 today, I believe the maximum limit is $6,500 per year that you can contribute to a Roth IRA.
Yeah. Roths are huge. I know that if you start when you're young with a Roth, that can be huge, because if you put in after tax money now, boy, all those years of growth, and you don't have to pay taxes on anything when you pull it out. That's just amazing.
It is. And I wish this would have been taught even more 10, 15, 20 years ago, especially when Roth IRAs were created. And now companies are jumping on board with 401k Roth accounts. So I would encourage the majority, case by case, maybe a little bit different, but the majority, if you have the option between a 401k and a 401k Roth, go with the 401k Roth, just like you said, Tony, because all your earnings are tax-free. Future distributions when you retire, tax-free.
Wow. And that is really a great vehicle, especially for younger people, too. And it depends on your situation. But I know, like you mentioned, credit card debt, student loan debt, those are really big issues for young people. So when it comes to retiring, having a plan in place starting earlier, it's like I always say, when's the best time to plant a tree? 20 years ago. Right?
That's right.
The second best time is right now, today, isn't it?
Amen. And just get started. And another thing I'll add to that is, and a question I've had for many young adults is, Brad, where do we start? You know, a lot of companies today won't even entertain the idea of sitting down with a young person. Why? They have no money.
Right.
They're wanting to chase after those clients that have millions of dollars. But where you start is contact a financial service professional, whether it's Cooper Financial or another entity that will work with you, sit down and educate you. And like you said, just get started, whether it's, you know, 25 a month, 50 a month, 100 a month. And by the time you know it, 5, 10, 20 years from now, that amount will accumulate.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll grow. It should grow really well. And the thing is, save now, start now, because like you say, everybody that comes to you, including myself, I always say, if I had only done this when I was in my 20s, right, with my first full-time job, if I had done the 401k and the 401k match, and if I had put money into a Roth, if I'd done these things and been more diligent about saving, right, be in a lot better situation today.
Absolutely. And occasionally I'll get the comment, well, Brad, you just don't understand. We don't have the money to save. So then I go to, do you have a budget? That nasty B word, which no one wants to do or talk
right.
about.
Right.
And I'll never forget, Tony, several years ago, I was teaching a Sunday school class at our church. And I was talking on the topic of money and finances on a weekly basis. I'll never forget, I had this couple in my class that said, Brad, you don't understand. We cannot save. And I said, well, let's just take a look a little bit deeper. I started asking a few questions. Tell me your daily routines. In the morning, what do you do? Well, we go by Starbucks. And, and my husband has to have a 32-ounce, 44-ounce Mountain Dew and chips. And then my husband has a nasty habit. He smokes. So I started adding up what they're spending on a daily basis, times that by 30 days, Tony. We discovered there was over $500 a month that they could come up with if they chose to. So, and I get it. Today's world, and another thing in this article, Tony, was after the pandemic, a lot of people lost jobs, inflation's high. So I get it. But if you're in a place where it's difficult, start with a budget. You can most likely free up the money and just, you may have to sacrifice. You may have to do without that Starbucks, you know, every day, maybe once a week.
Yeah, I think everybody, it's funny because I used to say that, oh, I just don't have the money to save, but everyone has the money. It's just, it might be a different amount, but you've got to start somewhere, and you can find some money to put away each month. It can be done.
Absolutely. So
if you have a job, you can find money to put away each month.
You know, you can. And if it's deducted from your paycheck, what do you think the IRS takes out their taxes first out of your paycheck? Because they know if they sent you an invoice every month, they may not get paid. So out of sight, out of mind. And so that kind of leads into, you know, number one, there's a lot of places to go to for advice for younger adults. It can be overwhelming, paralysis of analysis if you go online and Google, but call a local service professional that specializes in financial planning like us and start there. And then this is going to lead into another topic. Before I do that, you may be asking, how do you reach Cooper Financial?
And yeah, how can our listeners get a hold of you and set up that there's a no charge, no obligation consultation?
Absolutely. And that's what we enjoy. That's our passion, because I've shared my story before. 30 plus years ago, my degree, my upbringing was not in financial planning, financial services. I did not come from money. I learned through the school of hard knocks. So my passion today is to educate and make an impact on all generations. But you can reach us if you want to call us at 520-543-8345. Again, that's 520-543-8345, or visit our website at financialarmorshow.com. Again, that's financialarmorshow.com.
All right. Well, that sounds great. I think that's fantastic. And let's keep rolling here. Now, we're talking about retirement planning at different ages. You've been talking about mainly younger workers. What else do we need to know? Where else do you want to go next?
Well, let's talk about why you should plan to work until age 70. And I'm not saying why you should. I'm just saying that's the name of the article U.S. News and World Report came up with.
Are you saying we have to work until age 70 to be able to retire, Brad?
Well, if you don't contact our office and get a plan in place, you may have to work till 95.
Yeah, that's the problem.
But no, here's, you know, a lot of good points as I was reading through this article, Tony, that I want to talk about, because not everyone works to age 70 or later.
Right.
Many reasons. Number one, it's just not money. Health is one big reason.
It's a big one. Yeah.
And also, maybe you hate your job and maybe the stress of the job is not worth it. And even if you have to retire a little bit early on less money, a lot of times we encourage you to do that. So that's why we take retirement income planning so serious. And we're very conservative because we don't know what the future brings as far as returns and what the stock market. But in addition to that, by working a little bit longer, maybe to 65 to 70 in some cases, most of us know that the longer you work each year, your Social Security check is a little bit higher and higher. From a full retirement age to age 70, the average increase is 8% per year, which can be a substantial amount of money by the time you get to age 70, if you can make it that long and if you want to.
Yeah, depends on a person's situation, but it might be in their best interest. I mean, the difference can be tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? Depending on when you file over a lifetime. So you need to find your own sweet spot for filing for Social Security, don't you?
Absolutely. And here's a question, Tony, I just want to share, because I'm not going to say no one, but the majority of the time I ask this question, and I've asked this question thousands of times, is through our facts and findings session, is when you retire, how much money do you want and need to be coming into your checking account each and every month to be able to retire for the rest of your life? And that's a question a lot of us don't think about. Of course, we may have several different sources of retirement funds, Social Security being one, maybe a pension, but maybe we have a lump sum amount of $500,000, a million or more. How can we make that last for the next 20, 30 years and protect it from market risk, protect it from taxes and other risks that may pop up in the future? So that's where we start with retirement income planning, and then we work backwards, but every situation's different. And what I have found with the majority of our clients that were working when we started working with them and they now are retired, what they told me initially, what they wanted and needed on a monthly basis, now it's about 25 to 30% less than what they thought they needed.
Sure. Yeah. And so that's interesting. And I'm glad that's where you come in, is retirement income planning, isn't it? To help people figure this out.
And that's the fun part. And when we do the retirement income planning reports and projections, Tony, we're very conservative with our projections. And when we put together a plan, which I have found is unlike a lot of plans when it comes to retirement income planning that our industry does. What I mean by that is a lot of retirement plans and income plan reports I've seen from our industry will show you running out of money at your life expectancy death age. But what happens if you live to 85, 90, 95? I have a client that just called me the other day and she said, Brad, I need to, I'm not going to be able to make our meeting. I have to go to California. My mom, her health isn't that great. She's 102 years of age. So,
oh my goodness.
And with the proper planning that we did, she is still has not run out of money. So it's very important to put together a plan that you know for certain for you and your spouse, if you're married, to make sure either does not run out of money. And I just read a study a couple years ago, Tony, that said that in the United States, the average widow or widower in some cases, about 75% of them will be in poverty because the lack of correct retirement income planning, which was very disturbing.
Yeah.
And if you ask why that is, the main reason is years ago when pensions were more popular, a couple would retire. They would take the pension option, normally single life. Then they would take their Social Security checks. During retirement, life was good for the husband and wife. Then when the husband died, the pension was gone, Social Security check, one of the two was gone. And that left their surviving spouse with one Social Security check. So we have seen that so often. So we go out of our way to try to prevent that. And then one last thing I want to share with this topic, which could be an impact. I'm seeing more and more of an impact if you're retired today. And what you really want to be careful with is we were talking about younger adults, whether it's children, whether it's grandchildren, and the struggles that a lot of them are going through today. Guess where they're coming for help, for financial help?
That's parents and grandparents. Yeah.
That's
especially
right.
The grandparents. Yeah.
So that in some cases is putting a, you know, making an impact, if you will, on a person's retirement. And so, but that's what we are here for. We'll sit down and analyze. The most enjoyable call I have is when a client calls and says, Brad, I need some money. Especially if it's for a vacation, maybe a new car, but it may be, you know, to help a grandchild out with college,
help or the grandkids out,
or home, you know, maybe they're buying their first home. So very, very rewarding. And especially if you're in a position to do that, we can help in that situation.
Yeah. Well, I know you can, and it's so important. No matter what age you are, if you're in your 50s, there are things you want to do, like catch up contributions to plan for retirement. You talked a lot about if you're younger, what you can do to start planning. And start early, start often is what I say when it comes to retirement planning. Start so early, true. Start often. But also, I think that people sometimes they get confused about what they need to do. They think, well, I'll have Social Security and I'll have my 401k. I don't really need a plan beyond that, but you really do, because you've got a lump sum with your 401k. How do you turn that into a monthly right. income that you know won't run out? Social Security won't be enough. How will you fill that gap? I think there's a lot to this. And I know, because I'm now, I'll admit it, I'm in my 50s. I know it seems like I don't age.
I know. I thought you were 35. I'm really surprised.
But I have catch-up contributions I can make now. Before the end of the year, you can make catch-up contributions. That helps your taxes now, and it helps you save more for retirement, correct?
Absolutely. And what gave me hope, Tony, I'm right behind you as far as age. I mean, very little behind you, by the way, my upper 50s. But
oh, you're still in your 40s. Come on.
Oh, I wish. But what may give you hope if you're in your 50s or maybe your 40s and you haven't reached the destination of where you went to with your goals for, with retirement savings, there is hope. I would say, if I look at all my clients, I would say over 80% of my clients accumulated the majority of their wealth in their 50s and early 60s. Why? Because just like Tony, you and I, and almost every client of mine and most Americans, were buying homes, we're raising children, which is not cheap.
No, it's not.
Putting them through college. And once we get them out, we're relaxing and realizing, wow, we don't have in our retirement fund what we would like to have.
Brad, let our listeners out there know, if they mention the show, that they saw it or heard it on this show, Financial Armor, I know you're offering a no charge, no obligation consultation, and you'll run some reports for them.
Absolutely. And that's our passion and love, Tony. So if you're listening to the show and want to sit down with us at no cost to run a few reports, you can call our office at 520-543-8345. Again, that's 520-543-8345, or visit us online at financialarmorshow.com. financialarmorshow.com, and you can fill out a request for a free consultation.
All right. That sounds great, Brad. Great show today. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of the Financial Armor Show with our host, Brad Cooper.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you for listening to Financial Armor. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Brad Cooper at Cooper Financial Investments. Call 520-543-8343 or visit them online at cooperfinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through Cooper Financial Investments, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Arizona. Insurance products and services offered through Cooper Financial Group, LLC, an affiliated company. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.